It's the Zither Volleyball Showdown here on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox. Today's match is brought to you by Ozark Independent Living, The Grove Family Restaurant, Hometown Insurance, Champs Fitness, San Juan Arrows Mexican Restaurant, Gaither Independent Insurance, Westgate Realty Jason Roberts, and Mr. Din Collision Repair.
We're back to West Plains Civic Center, and it's high school volleyball continuing on apace here. And we've got tournament play from the Zither Showdown continuing with West Plains going up against the Mountain Grove Panthers. And we're just underway with the score at 6-1 in tournament play. You've got a really crunch schedule. And so we had that sort of situation occur with the matchup we had. The three teams recovering being Liberty along with West Plains and Mountain Grove. And the perfect storm is everybody playing at the same time, and that's what we got going on here. And this game is 6-1. And it is West Plains on the serve. Ball deflected out of bounds. Mountain Grove can't handle the serve. And it goes out and is now an early 7-1 lead for West Plains. At the service line for the Zizzers will be Lucy Hafer. Here's the serve. Ball is safe from going out of bounds. Grove will play it over on three. In the middle, here's Libby Welch, and a big right-handed shot is driven, and that's a winner for Ella Orr. Ella Orr with the winning shot that time for West Plains, and they keep right on rolling. West Plains beaten by Mount Vernon, which took away their potential for a bye here in bracket play. Back to play. Rowan Kelly from Mountain Grove. Blocked back, and that's going to be down and good for the Panthers. Panthers had a very good match against Rolla a little bit earlier. They split a game apiece. And now Grove on the serve. West Plains on the receiving end on the right side. Here's the set, and the shot is blocked back and kept alive. And now here's Grove long shot. That's going to be out of bounds off the hands of Sadie Scober. And so it'll be West Plains with the serve now. Violet Hafer goes to the service line. West Plains in the red shirts with black shorts. Mountain Grove white with maroon and black shorts. West Plains sets right side. Ella Orr shot across court. That's going to be in the net. And the point goes to the Panthers. 9-3 is the score. Rowan Kelly will serve it for Mountain Grove. She has been very good today for her team. Set for West Plains on the receiving end. Ball is deflected out of bounds. Is it off the tape or a block? The deflected block was out of bounds, and that's going to be off Mountain Grove. Miley Adams will serve for the Zizzers here. And she serves deep and out. That makes it a 10-4 game. In the pool play, we started each game at 4-4. But not here in bracket play. West Plains sets Ella Orr with a winner. Nice set right in the middle. Ella has been very steady at the net for West Plains so far today. Emma Wiedemann will come in, and she will serve now. West Plains on top. Here's the serve, taken on the back, set in the middle, right-hand shot, blocked back, and that's going to be another point for West Plains. Ashley Tinsley with good defense after that. 12-4 now. Emma Wiedemann back to the service line. West Plains with an early advantage, and there's the service winner. It hits the tape pick and just kicked over the top and to the open port. 13-4. So West Plains with lots of momentum here in game one between Mountain Grove and West Plains, two SCA rivals. Far left side, here's a shot across. That ball is going to be mishit and into the net by Natalie L. And so the point goes back over here to the Panthers. Last year was a really good year for West Plains volleyball. Really took a step up. Mountain Grove volleyball. Here's a service winner. Oh, did they save that? What a dig by Libby Welch. Saving that from hitting the deck. And West Plains gets it back in the middle. Left hand quick shot tipped over, and that's a point. What a great effort and a save by Libby Welch for West Plains. Keeping that ball alive, that was looked like a sure point for the Panthers, but it turned into something else. 14, serving five. Here's the serve. Sent to the near side, blocked back by Lucy Hafer. And now Mountain Grove gets it across. Hafer again sets it left side. The violent Hafer shot, quick shot, and that's down for a winner for West Plains. The scissors are rolling now. Looking for point number 16 here. And here is the serve by Natalie L. at the net. Good dig on the back line by Natalie. Now at the net. There's a ball deflected toward the back line. Kept alive off the shot by Ashley Kinsley. And now West Plains. Good dig on the back line by Rowan Kelly from Mountain Grove. Bump it to the net, back to the left side, and a shot down the line, and that's a winner for West Plains. Violet Hafer with a terrific play. So West Plains now with a 16-5 lead. West Plains got off to a fast start in the match, took a 6-1 lead. And since then has outscored the Panthers 10-5. Back line, West Plains, Emma Wiedemann with a good job keeping the ball alive. Cross court pass, good deflection, kept alive, bumped up. Now West Plains on possession, mid court shot, blocked back, bumped back up. West Plains gets it again. Left side, Violet Hayden shot, blocked nicely. Good defense at the net by Grove. And now here's a cross court shot wide, now to bounds. And you have to give a lot of credit on that play for Mountain Grove. Delilah Golden, the 5'9 sophomore, made two really good defensive plays at the net. I think we've readjusted the score here. The score now reads 16 West Plains, 6 Mountain Grove. 16-6. Now here's a ball played out of bounds. Ashlyn Kinsley with a shot cross court. Went a little wide. Here's the next serve for Grove. That's going to be into the net and the point for the Scissors. It's back to a 10-point match, 17-7. West Plains looked very good in their opening match against Highland. And Mount Vernon is a tough team. That was really close. Here's a cross-court shot. That's hit by Rowan Kelly from left to right, wide, out of bounds into the West Plains bench. So, West Plains back on the serve. It'll be Libby Welch, the libero for the Scissors. Short set middle, two-handed shot. Doug, and that's out of bounds. Really good play by Mountain Grove. Good vision there to find that opening on the right side short. And Sadie Scober will now serve it up for the Panthers. She's a lefty, and she puts it in the air. Taken on the back line by Libby Welch. Short set. Hits across and down for a win. Terrific set by Lucy Hafer, setting up Miley Adams. with a short ball right in the middle. And it turned out to be an easy point. Ella Orr checks back in for West Plains here with the next serve by Lucy Hafer. That's in the net a little bit short. Hits the top of the tape. 19-9 is your score. And it's been pretty much a 10-point match for a while. Next serve, West Plains receives. Back set right side, big shot, top of the tape, tipped in the air to the far right side. Now back to the middle, left-hand shot across and down. Stover with a really good play. Just got her hand on the ball, found the middle was open that time, and a lot of the time that's where you find the opening if you're looking for one. 19-10 score now. Grove with the next service. Taken on the back by Hafer. Here's a big shot. Ball partially deflected, but that's down. And again, Miley Adams with a good play for West Plains. That hits 20. So 5 points away from the win in game one. 20-10. Here's the next serve. Violet Hafer in the middle. Played by Grove into the net. Misplay. That'll be deflected out of bounds. That's one of those that nobody was able to get a handle on. All right, we'll take a timeout here with the West Plains Lady Zizzers on, seemingly at least, on the verge of winning game one. 21-10, back in just a moment on the Fox.
This is Jason Roberts with Westgate Realty. My family and I have lived in the Ozarks our entire lives, and it's a place that we love to call home. It's where our children went to school and now live and work. It's where our grandchildren now attend school. Real estate is not just a job to me. It's an opportunity to help others find their place here. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions of our lives, and it's a privilege to help clients do so. If you're looking to buy or ready to sell, give me a call at 417-464-8277 and let me help you.
The Zizzer Showdown continues right here.
On today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
This match continues on with a 21-10 score. West Plains with the lead, and they still are at the service line. Mountain Grove receives a short set at middle. Blocked back nicely by Miley Adams. Now at the other side, West Plains will get control. Lucy Hafer sets middle. Miley's shot deflected wide out of bounds, but it was touched on the block by the Panthers, and that'll run the score up to 22-10. Violet Hafer now serves for West Plains from the middle of the court. Ball deflected. That'll go out of bounds. And that'll make it 24-10. Unless she flipped that so fast that I didn't catch it. Maybe she did. I think they did. 23-10. Violet Hafer, next serve. Hits the tape. Crawls over for a point. 24-10. It's game point. Violet Hafer stands at the service line, and she delivers. Deep serve, good serve, taken by Grove. They'll set to the middle, right-hand shot block, back and down, and West Plains gets the point and the win in game number one by a score of 25-10. We'll take a break and come back to game two next here on the Fox 96.9.
The Grove Family Restaurant is proud to sponsor the Mountain Grove Panthers. Come and enjoy good old home cooking for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast is served all day, as well as daily specials and fish fry Fridays. Open Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 6 to 9, and Sunday, 6 to 3. For great service and food, visit the Grove Family Restaurant at 2130 Main Street. In Mountain Grove.
The Zizzer Showdown continues right here.
On today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
And we're ready to go in the second game of the best two out of three. And West Plains at the net with Miley Adams shot into the net, and it's 1-0 Grove. Well, that first game was all West Plains. They got on top and maintained a 10-point lead throughout and ended up winning by 15 points. Scober will serve for the Panthers. They're trying to get a little momentum here on the left side. Big right-hand shot deep out of bounds. 2-0 Mountain Grove. Yeah. Brady Scover for the Panthers in the white shirts. West Plains in the red. Set to the middle. Adams, big shot, partially blocked at the tape, but that's going to be down and good. And the point goes to West Plains. Sophie Peterson, a junior middle hitter, just about had that one blocked, but it just snuck by. 2-1 score, and here's a serve into the tape, but over the top and down for a winner for West Plains. It's tied up at 2 apiece. And Violet Haper, who served out the last game, is back there at the service line. Here's her serve. Down the middle, Scovel, set to the middle, short set, right-hand ball tipped over. Hot high in the air by Ella Orr. Now West Plains controls. Right-hand shot. Now Grove. Back to the West Plains side. Set in the middle by Libby Wilkes. Ella Orr shot. Deep middle. Taken by Grove. And now that's out of bounds. And Mountain Grove off to a much better start. Hannah Dowden with a nice play there. And it's Mountain Grove with a 3-2 lead. The next serve, take the line, West Plains, and the ball is going to be down. That must have hit the line. That was a really close shot. And it will be Miley Adams serving for West Plains. Last season, West Plains got a number one seed in the district for the first time in probably back through the 90s. Now here's defense at the net and blocked back and down. Nice play for West Plains on defense that time by Ashley Tinsley and Natalie Hell. They blocked that attempted shot on the right side down. Back to the other side, and now it's Mountain Grove receiving. West Plains will set with Lucy Hafer. Back set, Ella Orr tips it across. Ball popped high in the air by Scober for Mountain Grove. They'll play it over on three this time with Sophie Peterson. Blocked back by Orr. Mountain Grove plays it across. Wide on the shot out of bounds. Well, that makes it 5-3 here in game number two. Here's the serve. Set to the middle for Grove. It dinked across, and I got it, you take it. And nobody went after it. It hits the deck. And we get timeout. With the score early on, game number, no, we're not going to get it. We're going to get a substitution instead. Substitution instead. Here we go again. Four serving five. Mountain Grove trying to tie it up here. And this is Rowan Kelly. She is a good player. She serves, and now West Plains will see. A big right-hand shot deflected wide out of bounds. And West Plains goes up by two. Emma Wiedemann will check in. She goes directly to the service line for West Plains. West Plains may have a little bit more in the way of overall size. Maybe. Just maybe. Here's the serve. West Plains gets it back. They set on the back line. Haver's shot is blocked back. Now two-handed down by Lucy Hafer. And West Plains picks up their seventh point of game number two. Emma Wiedemann back to the service line will serve. And does. And now we get a late call, and that's going to be against West Plains. So it was seven serving five. From the back line, Peterson serves for Mountain Grove. Now on the left side, big drive, and that's taken on the back line by Kelly. Mountain Grove sets to the right side of the court. West Plains receives. Short set in the middle, dinked across by Orr. Taken, and now Mountain Grove will control. Middle court shot by Kelly is down, but it hits the net first, and West Plains gets the point. That makes it 8-5. Sophie Peterson will check out of the lineup now for Mountain Grove, and they will substitute in for her. Addison Watson, who is a 5-3 senior. Here's the serve. Grove with it. They get it across to Hafer. Midcourt, Libby Welch on the left side. Here's Violet Hafer, her shot taken. Mountain Grove will set. knocked over. Here's shot blocked, but it falls inside the baseline on the back line that time on the deflection, and the point goes to the Panthers. So this one, tighter at the beginning, 8-6. Short serve, Welch. On the left side, shot into the tape by Violet Hafer. And that makes it an 8-7 match. Mountain Grove with the serve with a chance to tie now. Here is the serve on the back line. West playing to the left side. Violet Hafer shot bucked out of bounds. Violet got up, elevated nicely, timed that well, and the ball couldn't be controlled by the Mountain Grove defense. 9-7 score. West Plains by two with the serve. Liberty Welch at the line. They'll set it back. Play it over the top. That ball's going to hit the sideline on the right side of the court. Really well played that time. Aubrey Gerla, a junior. This Mountain Grove team only has two seniors on it, Addison Watson and Kylie Ross. Here's the next service that West Plains receives with a 9-8 score. Cross-court shot is saved. And now on the far right side, cross-court, that's down and good. Big shot from the far right side of the court. A really bitter angle there, and still able to get that ball in. I think that was, I'm not sure, Rowan Kelly, I thought. Anyway, great shot. And now 9-9. Here's a shot like back and down. And Mountain Grove's got the momentum now. That shot came straight back and hit the sideline. And the Panthers have reeled off a nice string here, and they've taken the lead 10-9. A lot of Mountain Grove people here rooting for their team. Here's the service, West Plains with Lucy Hafer. Violet Hafer on the shot, blocked out of bounds. Point goes to West Plains. Lucy Hafer will serve now. This game is tied 10-10. West Plains won game one easily 25-10. Here's the serve to the back line. Grove sets middle to the left side, blocked back in, kept alive, and played, but out of bounds. Really good effort that time by Grove on a difficult ball that three players went after eventually, and their return shot just went a little wide. Now, Lucy Hafer for West Plains with the lead at 11-10. Play across, bumped high in the air by Welch, right-hand runner by Violet Hafer, is fielded easily. Grove has a Scover shot, partially blocked at the net. West Plains with it. Lucy Hafer, back set. L shot, blocked back. Pumped high in the air, kept alive. Now the far side. Here's Lucy Hafer, long shot out of bounds, and Mountain Grove ties it up at 11-11. So we'll get a substitution here, tied up at 11-11. And it will be Sadie Scober serving it up. West Plains receives. Shot across, diving attempt from the back line. And it's going to go under the net instead on the effort by Hannah Dowden. And it'll go back over to West Plains. They'll serve. 12-11, West Plains by one in the serve. Grove can't get control of it on the serve. They couldn't set the ball. Sophie Peterson tried to get it elevated but couldn't, and it goes into the net for Mountain Grove. So that makes it 13-11. Here's the serve. Pop it high in the air, right-hand cross-court shot. That's going to go wide and out of bounds. Off the hands of Aubrey Gerla. For Mountain Grove, timeout on the floor. 14-11, West Plains, after winning game one 25-10. More in a moment from the Zizzer Volleyball Showdown on the Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
The Zizzer Showdown continues right here
on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
12 serving 14 in the serve. Gerla on the back line. Now West Plains will see if they tip it across. That's going to be short into the net. 14-13. Mountain Grove. They've got a new head coach, Bobby Joe Bayer. Service goes back over to West Plains on a service mishap, 15-13. Now Miley Adams, fine player. She serves for the Lady Zizzards. Back set to the middle, and a tip across by Peterson is short into the net, 16-13. West Plains by three. Miley Adams serves again to the back right corner. Mountain Grove will play it short to the middle, blocked back by Peterson, bumped out of bounds, wide, 17-13, West Plains. Playing best two out of three. West Plains already up 1-0. There's a good hard serve deflected to the back, and now they'll play it over on three, and they do. Mountain Grove gets it across. Paper, short set, big right-hand shot. Over, now played across, West Plains control. Back set to the middle. L, deep shot across, down and good. A point for the Zizzers. Plains is pulling away now late in game two, and there's a serve way out of bounds. So Rowan Kelly will serve for Mountain Grove. Here's the serve by Rowan Kelly for the Panthers. Lucy Hafer sets left side. Big right-hand shot. It's partially blocked. And now that ball is going to be down in the winners for West Plains. Good defense after that. Another good play by Ashlyn Tinsley.
Okay.
Along with Natalie L.
I'm going to get on the headset and go for, when he goes to a break.
Here's Emma Wiedemann with the serve. Mountain Grove, two-hander across down the right line, taken by West Plains. Short set to the middle, right-hand bump across is down. Ashley Tinsley with another really good play after that. Timeout on the floor, 20-14. West Plains with the lead in game two against Mountain Grove. Back in a moment on the Fox.
Hometown Insurance in Mountain View can find coverage for all of your personal property, like your home and autos. With many different options to choose from and over 80 years of combined experience, you can be confident that you will have the best cost-effective coverage available. You can't buy experience and knowledge, but you can use it to your advantage by seeing Matt Wilbanks and staff at Hometown Insurance in Mountain View.
The Zizzer Showdown continues right here
on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
We come back to play in another service winner for West Plains. Emma Wiedemann still at the service line, and that makes it 21-14 here in game two. West Plains 4 points away from winning and advancing. Next serve by Emma. Taken on the far right side, right-hand set, and ball is blocked back by West Plains. After that ball, lost out of bounds, displayed by the Panthers. And now, that makes it 22-14. Emma Wiedemann takes her time. Everybody gets set. Ready to go. There's the serve, deep middle. Grove will have to play it from the back. Long shot taken by Violet Hafer on the back line. Now West Plains plays over on three with Emma Wiedemann in the middle. Dinks across. Emma with it now. Set to the far left side. Follow-away shot. Tickles the tape, rolls down, and comes back to the West Plains side. So the point goes to the Panthers. And they needed that one. 15 serving 22, the serve by Rowan Kelly from Mountain Grove, West Plains. Lucy Hafer plays it over, one-handed across. Panthers set their offense. Scover, chop block back. Nice play up the net. Now West Plains on offense. Hafer, short set in the middle, right-hand shot. Pops high in the air by Ashley Kinsley, but that ball will be misplayed out of bounds, and so West Plains with the point, 2 points away from a win, 23-15. The server for West Plains, Natalie L. Taken by Mountain Grove, set to the middle right hand, blocked back at the net, blocked again, tipped out of bounds, but Mountain Grove is going to be called for being in the net, evidently. So, it is match point, multiple match point, 24-15. Mountain Grove receives. They set to the far side, right hand blind shot, gets over the top of the tape. Welch left side, Violet Hafer with a big shot, hits the ceiling on the play from the back line, but Mountain Grove keeps it alive. They'll set left side, Hafer shot, partially blocked, popped in the air. To the right side, Grove keeps it alive. Strover, long shot. Oh, that would have been way out of bounds. But it was right there in front of West Plains' Natalie L., and she just couldn't resist. Still, match point, 24-16. Here's the serve. Wiedemann has it. Short set middle. Ball blocked back. Violet Hafer plays it back. Now they'll play it back toward the middle. Libby Welch gets it across. Grove with a set to the far side. Dinks over. Played back. And that's going to be a violation. And that's a point. And West Plains has won this game on final score at 25-10 and 25-16. So they will advance in this tournament. As play continues here at the West Plains Civic Center for the Scissor Volleyball Showdown. And that'll wrap up our coverage for the day. We appreciate our sponsors for the West Plains Mountain Grove and Liberty Contest. And once again, I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Thanks to Dylan Gross for his time today from the West Plains Civic Center and the Volleyball Showdown. Have a good afternoon.
It's the Zither Volleyball Showdown here on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox. Today's match is brought to you by Ozark Independent Living, The Grove Family Restaurant, Hometown Insurance, Champs Fitness, San Juan Arrows Mexican Restaurant, Gaither Independent Insurance, Westgate Realty Jason Roberts, and Mr. Den Collision Repair.